Hello everyone, good morning. Today is the 15th of July and right now I'm in Gillman Barrack and I'm here to document some of the historical building before they are being made way for more housing come 2030 onwards. So here, without further ado, let me bring you around. So right now I'm in this Gillman Barrack. So that's the main entrance from Interlace side. And over here you can see a lot of these kind of historical buildings. And some of them are restaurants, I would say very nice restaurants. They have yet to open. I think this restaurant has really opened. It's called Ideal Bars. Okay, so let me bring you inside. This place has strong history since the 1930s. It's used to be part of the army, or the, I would say the British barrack. So over here, this is 9 Lock Road, okay. This site housed the Navy, Army and Air Force Institute. So you can see some of the old photos being documented by SLA as well as the National Heritage Board. I think this building, if I'm not wrong, is being housed and some restaurants and pubs, I think it's going to be preserved. Okay, and Shang Arts. So in fact, this is an art enclave. So let me share with you more about the history. Okay. Over here, there's this board that mentioned Gillman Barrack was built in 1935 on a site that was once jungle and swamp. The barrack could accommodate more than 900 men. Its facility include barrack buildings, merit quarters, mess hall, regimental institute, ordnance depots, warehouse, service reservoir, recreation ground, and a swimming pool. So these are some of the old photos, you know. And this is the site map of this place way back in 1930s. And this is just some of the overview of the location map. Okay, let me bring you up. So currently I think it's a restaurant as well as a art gallery. Okay, so I would say that this kind of buildings, you hardly find them in Singapore, maybe in Changi Village. So I'm now on the second floor. So you can see there's a lot of big trees. You know, there's this playground and this is the overview of this area. Come 2030, as mentioned by HDB, they are going to build more public flats. I believe there will also be private housing or more condominiums in this area. It's a kind of pretty sad that, you know, redevelopment has to take place in Singapore. What to do? We are living in Singapore. There is always a strong thirst for housing. We need more housing. That's why, you know, the authority has no choice, bo pian, or to build more houses. So this is a Sort Fitness, Block 7, Lock Road. Okay, so you can see this place is pretty quiet right now because it's a weekday morning. Most of these restaurants or art gallery open in the late afternoon till night. I still recall I came here around 2 years ago to attend one of the wedding dinner by one of my cousin. So you can see what is this, Unico Hotel. Okay, so this is a very lively area near to this Mapletree Business City. You can see right afar, there's a lot of art gallery. This is art gallery or upcoming exhibition, you know. So it's a pity wasted that the authority has plans to redevelop this place. So you can see Gillman Barrack by SLA. Let me cycle you through. So you can see that this is another stretch. Okay, 37 and 38 Malan Road. Okay, so this site house a medical center as well as a civilian canteen. So quite interesting. So it's called the 37 Studios. Okay, I think some of these buildings, most of them are being conserved. But I think certain buildings like this school, the authority has plans to tear it down. Okay, so this is Block 38 Studio. Okay, I assume on the weekend it will be more crowded, or in the evening, or because it's right now daytime about 10:30. It's pretty hot. In fact, it's very, very hot. There's even a school field here. I think this is a private school or something like that. Sorry, I don't really know. Okay, so you can see Mapletree Business City just opposite. Okay. Near to this, there's an MRT station, or very nearby. Location wise, Telok Blangah, you don't go wrong. I would say that after this Berlayer Creek, area that has been fully redeveloped. I think the authority will likely redevelop this place. So you can see there is some pubs here. I remember coming here to attend a wedding dinner. Yeah, this place. Okay, so there are some very nice bike here. Wow, I think these are Ducati or don't know what bike. By the way, I have a class 2 A license. I used to ride a Phantom. Phantom, if I'm not wrong. Toyota or Honda is a Phantom. I used to ride a chopper during my poly days. Okay, so this is a heavy vehicle park, the other side. Okay, so I assume this side, they are also going to redevelop into more housing. Okay, I think there is some very happening restaurant here. You can come in the night, it's quite nice. So it's a pretty wasted that, as mentioned in the media, this art enclave restaurant has been here for the longest time ever. They are all living on borrowed time. Somehow I will know that a lot of people who are watching this video, you know, maybe cursing and swearing, you know, why every day Singapore, you know, every piece of land we have to use to build houses, more houses and houses. Okay, to be very frank, let's be fair to the authority, let's be fair to HDB, let's be fair to UIA as well as MND, because ultimately I believe that MND, HDB as well as UIA wouldn't want to touch this area, or they have no plans, and in fact they wanted to keep this area as long as it takes. But unfortunately, there's a strong thirst for housing. If you can still recall, Ministry of National Development, Mr. Chee Hong Tak has mentioned that HDB will build 55,000 BTO flats from 2025 to 2027. Okay, this means every year they need to build about 18,000 BTO flats. So now we're already in 2026, halfway through to 2026. So there's still another 9,000 more flats to go. So if we take a look at HDB average BTO project, it averages around 900 plus to 1,000 units. For larger project like Berlayer Creek area, it's about 1,000 plus. Or let's round up to, let's say, 1,000 units. So this mean any HDB typical project will comprise of 1,000 units. In order to build 18,000 BTO flats, HDB will need to find 18 parcels of land to build throughout Singapore, from all the way from Sembawang to central Singapore, to the west, to Punggol, to Tampines East, Tampines North, even to Tengah. Most of this housing estate has already been redeveloped, so no choice bopian. Now HDB has to find an alternate source of land, and now they have to come to Gilman Barrack to find extra piece of land for more housing. So here, having said that, we haven't even factored in private housing. Based on government land sale for 2026, MND or URA has already said that there are close to 9,000 housing units available for sale. So the same thing apply. Let's assume every private condo today, the number of units in the typical condo will be less, usually around, let's say, 500 units for the mid-sized condo. So this means 9,000 divided by 500 units, the authority will need to find 18 parcels of land, private land, to build more housing. Okay, I studied some of the past government land sale. Most of the government land sale today are slightly smaller, especially for private properties. Just one good example in Lakeside, the upcoming Lucian Grand. The land size itself, I think, is about 13,000 to 14,000 square meter. It's slightly smaller, or unlike those good old days about 10 years ago, where the land parcel are easily 20,000 square meter. So today you ask me, all of them su sui. No choice, unit size become smaller, you know. So in short, the authority will need to find 18 parcel of land to build more condos, plus 18 pieces of state land to build more HDB flats. Or I have estimated agar-agar per HDB BTO precinct, or because usually HDB built by precinct level, the land area you sit on is slightly bigger, maybe about 25,000 square meter. So that's why at the end of the day, let us ask ourselves why the authority want to build housing in this area. Well, I can only say, who are the buyers for all these BTO flats and private properties? Ultimately, they are Singaporean. For those that KPKP want to go Kaki Bukit, you know, let us be fair to our policy maker. Let us be fair to our civil servant. I don't think they want to tear down this place, this beautiful place with rich heritage, as much as I do, because there is a thirst for more housing by fellow Singaporean. Singaporean love BTO flats, or at the same time, Singaporean also love to buy private property for investment. So that's why, no choice. When there's demand, the government will need to find supply. If they don't find supply, property price will go up and everybody will be unhappy. Our young people cannot afford. In fact, property has become very unaffordable today. That's why the authority, in order to pacify fellow Singaporeans, they build BTO flats. Otherwise, I can share with you, a big chunk of Singaporeans, the lower middle income, can't even afford a HDB flat. That is a fact. That is a hard truth. Ultimately, if there's no demand, the government wouldn't have touched this piece of prime area. So it boils out to fellow Singaporean again, take note, it's not foreigner, because foreigner are not eligible to buy BTO flats. So that's about my video. Thank you for watching and see you again soon.
Okay, if you happen to come to Gilman Barrack, or remember to come to Telok Blangah. So this is Block 82, Telok Blangah Drive Market. Okay, so there's also this very nice muffin bakery. Okay, so this is the wet market. Okay, whenever I come here, I like to come to the hawker center. So Telok Blangah Drive, Block 79 Hawker Center. So you can see there's a condo behind, freehold one, and all these are the BTO flats. More BTO flats right behind. Okay, let me share with you my favorite store. I'm not so sure whether it's open or not. Okay, my favorite store, not open today, open 22nd July. So this sold out store. So this is a hawker center. Very nice. Let me walk you to the back. I think there's one Chai Tau Kuih store. This is the Chai Tau Kuih store, very nice one. I always come to eat. Hello, thank you for watching my video. For those of you that know me, whenever I do after my exercise, I usually like to come to the neighborhood hawker center to have my favorite meal. And right now I'm at Telok Blangah Drive. And let me share with you, this is one plate of this Chai Tau Kuih. It's at the corner store, which I will leave the links in the description below. This store, I've been eating it for easily for 20 years. I would say it's one of the best Chai Tau Kuih I can find in Singapore. So for those who love hawker food like me, please remember to drop by to support our local hawkers.